call this meeting to order. It's at 6:40, March 8th, 2016, Land and Natural Resources and Cultural Preservation Committee. Next, we have an invocation. Mitch, would you do that for us, please?
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mitch. Next we have roll call by Casey.
Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Here.
Del Beaver.
Here.
Thomas Yahala.
Here.
Mitch Jack.
Yeah.
Chairman, I got 5 present, 0 absent.
We have 5 present, 0 absent, and this constitutes a quorum. So any transaction, business transaction will be valid tonight. Next we have is approval minutes from February 9th, 2016. Give the committee a few moments to look that over and ask for a motion. To approve the minutes with any additional changes by Mitch Jack.
Seconded
by Del Beaver. Roll call.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Yahala?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. Those minutes have been approved. Next order of business, TR-16. That's 028, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement with Muscogee County for improvements to Wainwright Road. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark. Seconded by Thomas Yahola. We're in discussion.
Mr. Sarch.
Resolution is for the second phase of Wainwright Road. We always try to come up with some work for our Forsyth County crew on these projects. And the first phase was 5 miles from 069 up to about a mile before you hit Wainwright. And they did all the shouldering. We're widening the road and we put 2 foot of shouldering on each side of the road. Our Forsyth County crew goes in and they do all the shouldering work. We completed the first phase of it. So for us to get them back to work and pay them off the federal projects, they're going to do the same thing on phase two. And we have to get approval through you guys to go ahead and start spending some of that money. So it's just more or less paying the Forsyth County crew to do the final 5 miles of that project.
Okay, any questions from the committee? No questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Yahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-16-029, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a separate memorandum of understanding with 6 Oklahoma counties for the maintenance of roadway bridges and associated rights-of-way constructed or improved by the Muscogee Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsor is Del Beaver.
Chairman, I make a motion to due pass.
Motion for due pass by Del Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. We're in discussion.
Mr. Lesarge. Okay. This resolution is more or less new inventory that we're adding to the our inventory, and we have to submit it by, we have a deadline date of March 15th that has to be submitted. From our March 15th date, it goes to the Bureau in Muscogee, and they approve all of the routes and make sure everything is included that we need to put it on the inventory. And they have till May 15th to get all that information together and submit it on the Albuquerque to bid off for the final approval. And everything you see here, the memorandum of agreements understandings with the counties. Those are projects that we're doing in their area, and we have to have their approval to work on a road that's in their jurisdictional boundaries, each one of the county commissioners. So it's just new inventory that we're adding to the inventory we have now.
Any questions? You said this had to be in by when?
It has to be in. The problem is we've been discussing a special session. In the past years, they've never recommended us to get all the signatures on the MOUs. We used to be able to submit them and get the council to approve it, and then turn around and send approval and a signature from the chief and the council to them, and they just add it to it. For some reason, they've changed that, and they didn't advise us that till about a month ago. So that's why we're fighting time trying to get these approved by that deadline date of March 15th. And the only way we can do that is through a special session, because if we wait to the session at the end of the month, it's going to be too late to submit them to them. They're not going to accept them, so. That's become our problem this time. It's the first time it's ever happened.
Okay, Mark.
Explain to us, just in layman's word, if you don't get the signatures, how will it affect?
What happens is when we put these new routes together and we get them together and try to beat the March 15th deadline, in the past it wasn't a problem because they would just accept them, but they would send them back to the chief's office because they didn't have the signatures. So since they were sending them back to the chief and saying that we have to have the MOU signed by the chief and the council, they send them back to us, and then they give us time to get those signatures, but they stopped that. So now they're recommending that anytime we send an MOU for a project added to our inventory, those signatures have to be on these MOUs before we submit them. And that's March 15th is the deadline. They really didn't tell us. If they would have told us back in October or September, then we wouldn't have had a problem. We would have submitted them at a faster pace, but we didn't know that until about a month ago when they told us that. So that kind of put us in a bind trying to get a signature by the chief and the council approval to adding these to our inventory.
Any questions?
I just got a comment to make. On this one here, I was kind of going through here, and all of these tracks here are in the Omogee County, the Omogee District.
Yes.
Okay, there's 13 in Morse and 3 in Omogee.
Yes.
Okay.
Morse had come to us about some city inside streets over there they wanted to submit, and I told them that they had to get the streets and get us to send out Mose, which does the inventory, to go out and get them rolled up so we could add them. So there's going to be quite a few. In different counties, there'll be quite a few different project sites that we're sending in.
Question here is, if we pass this tonight, it's not going to help you any, because unless you
well,
have a session.
I think I've been discussing a little bit here and there with Mark about maybe trying to get a special session just to get all these resolutions passed to a special session if possible. If not, hopefully they'll go ahead and accept them later on after they're signed, you know, 7 to 10 days after the regular council. Hopefully they'll accept them, but there's a chance that they won't accept them. We'll have to wait till next year to submit them.
Okay, the question is who are you dealing with on this?
The Bureau.
Okay, and that's the one that they come up with that this year?
Yes, that's the first time. I've been there since 2012, and it's never been. This is the first time they put that in it.
Okay, yes.
I think on this situation here with all these resolutions, they should have been sent over, you know, by the principal chief calling for extraordinary session, you know, so we could address this in a timely manner. That would have been my thoughts. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. James?
That was my comment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Chairman?
Yep. Yes, some question.
So, Mr. Lessard, let's just say you don't get these in and they don't accept them, then what?
Then we have to wait and resubmit them next year on the March 15th deadline.
So we still have work to do? I mean, we still have work.
We still have work that we can, but I called the Bureau today and talked to them, and I told them that they put us in a real small time frame because it has to be approved through the council. And when they talked, in return, they told me, they said, well, contact us tomorrow if they're not willing to do the special session, and we may be able to go ahead and hold on to them till the end of the first week of April, and we submit them after they get signed. So we may still get them in there, but we may not need the special session if it's not possible, and we may still be able to get them in there because they're talking about giving me till the end of the first week of April after the council approves them on the last Saturday of this month, and then the chief signs off on them, and then I'll have Kirk lives in Fort Gibson, he can drop them off, and hopefully we can get them to the end of the first, by the end of the first week in April. And they may just, since they're signing everything, add them into it. So, I mean, I think we can get them through there without that special session, but it's not a sure deal.
Actually, moved up our session 1 week to
the 19th.
What date is that?
19th.
Oh, you have? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll be good. I don't think we'll need that special session after I talked to him today because I was worried about the time frame. We're doing it so small. So if it's been moved up to the 19th, we'll have 2 weeks to get them to him by the end of the first week of April. So I'm sure it's going to be okay just to go ahead and let it run through the council.
All right.
We get them over there. So.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Roll call vote.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-16-030, a tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a separate memorandum of understanding with 4 Oklahoma cities for the maintenance of roadway bridges and associated rights-of-way constructed or improved by the Muscogee Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsor is Dale Beaver.
Chairman, I make a motion to do pass.
Motion for a do pass by Dale Beaver. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second by Mark Randolph. We're in discussion.
Sure, Sarge.
It's just the same as the one before. It's just routes that we're adding to our inventory. And for the new ones on the council, what we do is we get these MOUs with the counties to work on the road in there, and they're telling us that after we spend X amount of dollars on their projects that they'll go in and maintain them after we get through doing the work. So that's just some more routes in a different area.
Any questions? Is this on the same timetable?
Yes. All this legislation, resolutions referring to this route here is just routes that we're adding into our inventory. So it all falls into this under the same umbrella.
Okay. All right. Any more questions or comments? Motion for due pass is a roll call vote.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-16-031. Tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Chris Asbell to serve as Secretary of Interior Affairs of the Muscogee Creek Nation. The sponsor is Dale Beaver.
Chairman, I make a motion to do pass and to go into executive session.
We have a motion to go, or for a do pass. We have a second.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. Also, a motion is made to go into executive session. Motion been made to go in executive session by Dale Beaver. Yes. Okay.
Second.
Mitch Jack seconded that. I'm waiting.
To both? To both?
What?
He's done 2 motions in 1.
Well, we were in discussion. We were seconded, and we were in discussion, and he motioned to go into second or executive session. Okay,
who do you have? Chief Floyd and Chief Hicks and say.
Chief Floyd, Chief Hicks, and Chris.
Yeah, Chris.